Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Wells Guthrie. Joined this hour by Keith Mitchell, PGA Tour winner, having a lot of fun with him. Keith, you're not bad at the radio gig. Have you done it before?
With you on the cell phone, I guess.
No, the studio thing.
You caught me there. You know, maybe I should have asked what the questions were going to be before you, before I came in.
We do get that rarely, but we do get it.
But no, I mean, I just think it's fun. This stuff, it's. I mean, I can talk about golf all day long, and I can talk about sports all day long. You don't see me doing a, you know, political radio or anything anytime soon. So,
all right, least favorite SEC team,
Florida.
Okay,
not even close. I mean, not even close.
And if I had to ask Florida, Georgia Tech, still Florida.
I mean, Georgia Tech can't hold a candle to Georgia in anything other than academics, and I can't hold a candle to anybody in academics, so I just fold that hand.
Hey, like, that makes two of us, Keith. We're good.
Yeah, I'm like, here, yeah, you win. I can't compete.
Speaking of Tech, a Tech guy won yesterday.
I know, and I
That's a cool story.
It is, and so I will root for a guy like Stuart Sink, no matter what school he went to, especially at his age. What he's still doing in the golf world is so cool for the game. It's so cool for him. It's why golf is such a cool sport, because I promise you, if it was the league sport like anything else, he would have been dropped from the league probably 4 or 5 years ago when he was going through a slump and he was getting old. And then, you know, he battled through a couple bad seasons, some injuries, some swing changes, and now he's won twice this year. That is what makes golf so cool, is that it's all on your own merit and no one else is deciding if you are either unhealthy or too old for the sport or you're not helping the team. Because there is none of that. It's all on you.
All right, when I was a wee lad, everybody liked Jack Nicklaus. And so being the underdog that I've always been, or mostly been, I liked Tom Watson. Tom Watson was my first favorite golfer. Stuart Sink has won twice this season, and it's the first victories for him since 2009 when he won the British. And, of course, when he won the British, he beat Tom Watson. Of course, the way they had it set up, Watson led pretty much the entire tournament. Sink caught him at the end of regulation, and then they had that four-hole playoff where Watson unraveled and Sink. Tom Watson was 59 years old in that British Open. How amazing of an achievement would that have been? I mean, forget golf, any sport, to have a 59-year-old win a major.
I even remember watching that one very closely and clearly rooting for Tom Watson as anyone was. It's funny that we were talking about how Stuart Sink did that, and then the biggest Stuart Sink story is how Tom Watson almost did that. And I just think that's what makes golf a lot. It just makes what's golf unique, really, is that ability for champions to be at any stage in their career, any style of game, however old they are. And honestly, I think even Stuart Sink might have wanted Tom Watson to win a little bit. And he felt so bad about it that he decided not to win for 12 years.
When we've talked about that from time to time, there are those tournaments that you don't really remember the winner as much as, I mean, when Jordan Spieth was going for back-to-back Masters.
Oh, yeah. Nobody remembers that Danny Willett won that year. Yeah, everybody knows that Danny Willett won the Masters, but they're like, oh, that was the year that Spieth collapsed.
The other one is Mickelson on the 18th at the U.S.
Wingfoot.
Open.
And yeah, Jeff Ogilvy. 100%. 100%. And you know what? I hope I can beat that in Stuart Sink and Jeff Ogilvy's position there, or Danny Willett's. Now, if that happens to me, that's fine, guys. Do not feel bad for me. That's, you know. So I would hope, fingers crossed that I can win something that way.
Well, the day after Willett won it, I'm like, we're not going to be able to get Willett, but he played at Jacksonville State. So that morning, I reach out to their coach, Jacksonville State's coach, and he's like, sure, I'll come on. And so we had Jacksonville State's golf coach on the day after Willett won it. And he said, you know, that when Willett played for him, he was always just like, the British is the real major. The British is the real major. He's like, I think he's changed his tune.
Yeah,
I can put on a green jacket.
Yeah, I mean, if I win the British, then I'm going to say, yeah, the British is the real major too.
All right, you not only were a standout golfer at Baylor, but you were the very first student body president of the Scott Wilson era, correct?
Well, senior class. I wasn't senior class.
Okay, not, you're the first senior class president of Wilson.
That's a technicality issue. I had to say it. Because if the student body president might be listening, they'd be like, well, that's not fair.
Keith, okay, really senior class president. The first senior class president of the Scott Wilson era. It's been a tremendous era, but it is coming to an end. When I was at Baylor, Herb Barks was headmaster, and McCauley had Spencer McCauley. And both of those guys, I mean, I thought that was like a golden era. But Scott Wilson and Lee Burns these past few years, and of course, Lee's continuing at McCauley. But, I mean, it's just been an unbelievable run for both of them, and Scott, you know, turning things over to Chris Angel, who's a former student there. But you got a favorite Scott Wilson story?
I have a couple, and I feel like I can say them now since he's on his way out. But first of all, I told him I was going to drop by today, and I hope he doesn't get mad that I chose you guys over swinging by Baylor sooner. So, but the best was I would go into his office if I was running a little bit late to something, and I just walk in, whether Coach Wilson, Mr. Wilson, whatever the daily, whatever his name was that day, it was Denver Scott when I was at school. So I just want to make sure that's the case. But I would go in there and I'd bring up something, oh, what do we got to think about this. Oh, great idea, Keith. And I'd be like, oh, by the way, can I get a note? I'm running late to class. And he would write me a note for being late. And I was kind of like, well, was I really going to see Scott about something, or was I really just trying to get out of trouble for being late? Well, it was both. And that was what's so great about hanging out with Mr. Wilson, is he got me out of trouble.
Well, the one that tries to get you in trouble, Shaw Wilson, he's the one that recounted the story of you saying, if anybody's interested in running for student government, come up here. When you're at chapel, come up here and grab me by the organ.
That was one of the funnier slip ups of my senior class president, because I had to get up in front of the whole upper school and talk, and that's exactly what it was. You're trying to get everybody out of there. Nobody's really listening to you anymore. So we had this beautiful organ. I hate to say that. And to the left over there, and I just, it's real quick. Hey, yeah, just come grab me by the organ up here, and then. It's like this silence. Usually everybody's like hurrying to get up and leave, and there's like this silence, and I just kind of looked around, and I just felt completely empty up in front of that many people.
648-1051 is the number. Got a few more minutes with Keith Mitchell. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.